Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Money FM 89.3. Now, with Industry 4.0 disrupting how we work and Singapore's smart nation push well underway, the need to upskill and stay relevant has never been more pressing. DBS Bank, the largest bank in Southeast Asia by assets, has equipped more than 16,000 of its employees with big data and data analytics skills over the last 18 months.
Well, this was done to further strengthen its digital capabilities and prepare its employees to be future ready. Well, Paul Coburn, the Chief Data and Transformation Officer at DBS, talks us through it. Well, Paul, welcome to the show. When did DBS realize this needed to be done? I mean, the genesis of the Data Heroes program.
Well, about 2 to 3 years ago, we set ourselves an ambition to become a data-driven company, which was really part of our overall digital strategy. And what we mean by that is that we want not just to be able to make better decisions using data, but also to use advanced analytics to better serve our customers using our data more in a responsible way. But to realize our ambition, we realized we had a gap. We had a gap in data analytics capability, and we set out on this journey to train everybody in the company from the most senior people to the most junior. You know, so over the last 18 months, we've trained 16,000 people in data, which is over half the company if you think about it. And there are two components to that training. One is around online, where everybody can use their mobile or their laptops to learn the fundamental concepts. But there's also deeper training, so it's like 2 days worth of deeper understanding of data analytics, which is collectively known as our Data Heroes campaign.
What about soft skills, though, Paul?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a bit of a misconception with a lot of people that data is all about maths and only people who are good at numbers can do data. Mm. You know, with data, there's just all these different types of disciplines that you need to do it well. And one of our most popular parts of the training is teaching people how to be creative and draw insights from data and then be able to tell stories in a kind of a meeting situation using PowerPoint and to draw out and tell those insights in an impactful way.
So any sort of adjacent skills that are needed in order to make data work for you were included as well in the program?
Absolutely. Mm. You know, so one of the actually surprising elements for a lot of people is, you know, is learning how to ask the right questions of data, you know, asking very specific questions. So that's an interesting part.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul, how was staff in the first place generally identified to undergo the training?
Or is it just everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's everyone. Everybody can sign up. For the, you know, the fundamental concept training, it's, you know, we volunteer in. Sometimes people are encouraged to do so by their managers. But for specific roles, people are sometimes nominated. And one very clear role that is not familiar to some people is what we call the data translator. And the data translator fills a gap between the data scientists and the business people. So they need to know just enough about the businesses so they can talk to business people and just enough about data to talk to the data scientists, and then they can connect the two.
So how ongoing will the program be, Paul, and how will DBS continue to invest in staff development in this area?
Well, developing staff obviously is a never-ending journey, you know, and a couple of years ago we announced our intention to spend $20 million on training our people, and the data program is just part of that. You know, for the data program, as I mentioned, we've trained just over half our people, which means we've still got half to
do. Another half, oh dear. Mm.
Yeah, so still some a lot of work to do, but we've also got to continue to, you know, coach and train the people who've already been trained. So I think in next year we're going to start really focusing on specific job areas, maybe relationship managers and some of our leaders, etc. So we've still got a lot of work to do.
To be trained in this area as well, the data analytics of it all?
Yeah, everybody in the company, correct.
Well, here at Money FM 89.3, we're talking to Paul Coburn, Chief Data and Transformation Officer over at DBS. Well, Paul, what challenges came out during the deployment of the program and how were they mitigated?
Well, I guess like any other training program, you've got to make sure that your training material and your trainers are of the highest quality. And, you know, sometimes it's easy to try and get that perfect from get-go. But what we found is it's best to, you know, we started small and we iterated, we got feedback, and we've gradually improved the quality of that training. And the other key challenge, again, that's associated with a lot of training is to make sure people can use the skills they've been taught straight away. As soon as they return to the workplace, making sure they can use it, because people quickly forget what they've learned.
Mm. And the feedback has been thus far?
Very positive indeed. As I mentioned, you know, a lot of people are enjoying the practical element to this, so that finding how they can use this in their day-to-day lives. I was speaking to some of our people in the operations division recently, and they were telling me that how, you know, rather than just churning out the same old report month after month in a very tedious way, they'd applied their training to say, okay, what extra insights can I get from the data in this report, mm-hmm. and then provide those insights to leadership, and, you know, they're feeling much more fulfilled about their role.
Mm-hmm. Makes them understand the role better, yeah. What are some of the tangible benefits that DBS has seen from the program operationally? I mean, like staff efficiency, their productivity, the morale, etc.
Yeah, well, we've been, at the moment, we're running well over 100 data analytics projects. So many of the people who've been trained are participating in those projects. And those projects are aimed at getting business benefits around customer experience and revenue and productivity, etc. But there's a more fundamental benefit that we're seeing is that as you train a company at scale, it means that people start using the same vocabulary and they build on capabilities of each other and has a network effect. And finally, what we're seeing is we're managing to unlock the curiosity of our people. You know, people have almost forgotten how to learn and how much fun learning can be.
You've got to unlearn how you've been learning all this time is also what we've been hearing as well, Paul. What sort of advice, though, can you offer other businesses on how to deploy such a program? How can they mitigate the, oh, I'll be 2-3 people down in that department and I need to find replacements, perhaps, if those people are heading into a training, etc.?
Well, I think you've got to make sure you're training people the right skills to start off with. If it's relevant to the strategy of the company, then people are much more willing to participate. But start small. You know, don't expect to get things right first time and iterate, and be flexible. You know, what we realize is different people like to learn in different styles. So we've run literally hundreds of different experiments on how to try and address what people, or how people can learn. You know, and some people like to learn in the classroom, some people like to stand in line and look at their mobile phone and learn, etc. So you've got to create different ways for people to learn.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul, we know that you're the Chief Data and Transformation Officer at DBS. So personally, how do you keep up with the evolving and disruptive landscape we're in now?
Yeah, so it's not an easy job. When I became Chief Data Officer about 3 years ago, you know, I wasn't particularly a deep data person, and data is such a massive topic, you know. But I spend a lot of my time watching YouTubes and online courses. I speak to experts. I attend conferences. I even have a reverse mentor to help me understand some of the deeper technology around data. So you have to allocate a significant part of your time to learning.
What does significant amount of time mean, though, Paul? Mm-hmm.
It's never quite enough. But, you know, I would say that I spend at least 20% of my day learning.
Wow.
Paul Cobbin is Chief Data and Transformation Officer at DBS. Paul, thank you so much for your insights.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.